Hopefully I won't be coughing too much. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. So now we're going to do the two wings of awakening, cultivating wisdom and compassion. We're going to do a little variation on it today, but we will do the classic sequence again. So first, let's just bring our minds to rest, letting our attention descend from being in our thoughts to being in our body, not excluding our thoughts, but sharing our attention with how our body feels in this moment. You can do a body scan up and down the body from head to toes and back, or just the body as a whole, noticing the grounded quality of our feet on the floor, our seat on the seat, the stability of our posture. Just how it feels to be in this body, in this present moment of awareness. And in this state of resting mind, we will briefly contemplate the four reminders. First, the precious human existence. We now have all the conditions we need to attain awakening, so we need to make use of that opportunity because it's very rare and it's easy to lose. Then second, impermanence and death. That this opportunity can end at any time. So we need to practice now, which fortunately we are doing. Third, karma, cause and effect. Remembering that it's our own actions that determine our fate, what happens to us in the future of this lifetime and in our future lifetimes. So if we engage in actions that are helpful and virtuous, then we will have happiness in the future. If we engage in actions that are harmful, we will reap suffering. And if we practice the Dharma and accumulate merit, then we will attain liberation. And then fourth, the suffering of samsara, or the pitfalls of samsara, because if we haven't completely renounced the idea that we will find happiness in samsara, that will be an obstacle to our Dharma practice. We have to remember that there's no reliable happiness anywhere in confused existence, that even our pleasurable experiences are the suffering of change. And we need to use this lifetime to free ourselves and others from samsara rather than simply aspiring to a more comfortable state. And now we request the blessing of the Lama or the Buddha. If we feel close to a particular Lama, then we can visualize the Lama on the crown of our head, floating above the crown of our head on a lotus and moon seat in a body of light. If we prefer, we can visualize the Buddha or a meditational deity of our choice. Same blessings from all of them, same mind. And just by requesting the blessing with or without words, requesting that they bless us to attain the same level of realization, the same wisdom and compassion that they have, we receive their blessing. And we really feel that we've received it. And then we let the visualization descend into our heart center where it remains, even though we don't continue to focus on it. It's always there, continuing to radiate love, compassion, and bodhicitta. And now we just bring our minds further to rest by engaging in a few moments of any shine of our choice. Following the breath or noticing sound. We're resting in open awareness. And now within this state of meditation, we look at all experience as a dream, following the steps of cultivating ultimate bodhicitta from the 7 points of mind training. Look at all experience as a dream. And this refers not only to whatever we may be perceiving in our outer environment, but also to any mental activity, any thoughts, opinions, judgments, just letting the solidity of all that recede and be felt as if we were in a dream that we knew we might wake from. Just relaxing into knowing that it could be a dream. In some sense, it is a dream. No more solidity than that. And then we turn our attention to the second step, examine the nature of awareness, which is unborn. Looking at mind itself, at awareness itself, we could engage in some brief inquiry, asking with or without words whether it has a shape or a location, a color. Just looking and resting in the looking. We could ask, who is it that's perceiving our experience as a dream? Not searching for an answer, but just resting in the question. Resting in that state of what Ken MacLeod calls, you can't say, we can't say. Just relaxing into it. And through that, step three, let even the remedy release naturally, or the remedy does release naturally. It releases into its own place. The remedy being the looking, whatever we found, any conceptuality. We just let go of any conceptuality, any questions, any thinking that our experience is like a dream, just letting go of all of it. And just resting where that leaves us, which is step four, rest in the essence, the basis of everything. Dongdong Kongtrul says about this, follow no train of thought, but rest evenly in a state in which mind itself is clear and free of conceptuality. So we may find that we're not free of conceptuality. So the way to work with that is simply to let go of it as it arises, as we begin to engage with something or fixate on something or follow a train of thought, we can just let go. Resting in its essence. The basis of everything. Since our time is limited, we will move on to the next step, but you could stay resting for as long as you wanted if you were doing it on your own. This in itself is a complete meditation, ultimate bodhicitta. But we're now going to add relative bodhicitta according to the 7 points of mind training. And the slogan for cultivating relative bodhicitta, love and compassion, is practice taking and sending alternately, synchronizing with the breath. We have a lot of particular people that we could do taking and sending for today, but I'm going to ask that we start out by doing Tonglen for ourselves today. Just first of all, remaining within the state of resting in the essence of everything, resting in the nature of mind, whether we feel we recognize it or don't recognize it, we're just going to rest however it is. And not losing touch with that sense of just open awareness, receptivity, non-conceptuality. We're going to insert a little conceptuality and notice our state of mind. Notice how we're feeling. And if there's anything that we is causing us discomfort, whether it's physical pain or some kind of anxiety, some emotional turbulence, we're going to just rest with that for a moment, just letting it be as it is, really noticing. And if there's nothing, if you feel absolutely fine, then maybe think back to something you might have been worried about or something you might be worried about that's just not coming to mind right now, or focusing on some discomfort that you're not thinking about right now. And just let it be in your awareness, giving it your attention in an alert but relaxed way, a receptive way. And beginning our Tonglen with wishing ourselves to be free from whatever our discomfort is, whatever our distress may be, really in a heartfelt way, just as we would do for anyone else, wishing to be free of it, wishing for ourselves peace and healing. And then beginning to breathe in that discomfort on the in-breath, with or without the visualization of it as being like a dark, heavy smoke. Just breathing in the suffering, the pain, the anxiety, whatever it is, letting it dissolve into your Buddha nature, which is vast. And breathing out whatever is needed, peace of mind, healing, happiness, some specific thing. Breathing it out to ourself. And we'll do this for a few rounds, knowing that nothing has to change. We don't have to resolve it. It doesn't have to go away. We're simply being at peace with it, knowing that we have within ourselves the resources to feel happiness and peace and healing, even when that's not our immediate experience. And if it diminishes, that's wonderful. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. And now, including any being, human, animal, or any other kind of being who is having the same kind of distress or pain or worry, breathing in their suffering as well as ours, their discomfort, their stress, and breathing out happiness, peace, and healing to them. And now extending the same wish, the same taking and sending to all sentient beings, whatever kind of suffering they may have, and including Fanny and Savannah and Patrick and anyone else we may think of who is suffering right now and could use some relief. Keeping the scope as vast as all sentient beings and including individuals within that. All the suffering of all beings in all six realms of existence, breathing in their suffering, letting it dissolve and breathing out whatever is needed. And now thinking that all sentient beings, including ourselves, are completely free of suffering, completely filled with happiness and peace, and completely awakened. And take a moment to rejoice in that. And now let go of any visualization, any conceptuality, any mental activity, and go back to just resting. In our experience, in the flow of our experience as it is, completely open and receptive, completely relaxed. And now slowly come out of your state of meditation back to conceptuality, and we will chant the 37 verses. And if you haven't already stopped recording, Mark, you can stop now.